Tuesday night's Bryan and College Station school board meetings included unanimous acceptance of unsolicited $1 million grants from the Don and Donna Adam Family Foundation for safety and security items. The presentation at Tuesday night's Bryan ISD school board meeting began with an introduction from school board president Julie Harlan.
A donation from the Donald and Donna Adams Family Foundation in the amount of $1 million to further the safety and security initiatives of Bryan ISD.
Yeah, may we clap for that one? Yes, thank you. So I have tonight here Mr. Matt Nash from representing the Donald and Donna Adam Family Foundation, who is bringing forward this $1 million donation. I would ask him to come up and stand with me and maybe say a few words. But from the financial standpoint, of course, we're very grateful for this extremely generous and timely donation. This will be placed, of course, in our efforts to enhance our safety and security efforts, protect our students and staff throughout as we go forward. I say it's timely because, of course, you all know the Texas legislature is going into session right now, and safety and security is a hot topic and a big item. So I'm sure there's going to be some things that they are going to come out with and mandate, and they fund some things, most things, but not all things. So this will be a very very helpful for us to have these funds to be able to fill the gaps or do anything else that we feel is necessary and needed for safety in our school district. Mr. Nash.
Well, thank you, board, for letting me speak to you this evening. Once again, my name is Matt Nash. I'm here representing the Donald and Donna Adam Family Foundation. Mr. and Mrs. Adam have always had a passion for helping this community, whether it be through their foundation, American Momentum Bank, Miramont Country Club, or other affiliated companies. They continue to give back to this community. Concerning the unsolicited gift that's being presented to the Board of Trustees, a press release will be published and submitted to the media and to the school district for your use. And it includes quotes from Mr. and Mrs. Adam as it relates to this gift and their passion for school safety and security. The gift of $1 million is being given to Bryan ISD in good faith to be used at their discretion to enhance security and safety measures at the schools within the district. It's my honor to represent the Donald and Donna Adam Family Foundation as they give back to the community, and I will welcome any questions you have. Otherwise, I can share my contact with y'all, and y'all can ask me at a future time. So, thank you.
We're just incredibly thankful.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right.
Please share.
Thank you, sir.
And we want
I just want to say for the younger students out here that maybe haven't been in math that long, that's a one with six zeros.
That's right. And we want any time that we're working on things or building or whatever the money is going to, and they just want to pop in and see what's going on, they have an open invitation. Absolutely. Well, they have Sam Houston right around the corner from their house.
Mr. Nash, anytime you need to get a check out, just let us know. We're here to help. Just let us know. Thank you very much.
And we appreciate you being here tonight. I know that you have another visit to make later today, so we are thankful that we were first on your list, I think, and we're glad we could put you at the front of our agenda to do something so amazing. So thank you.
Thank you.
Speakers at the College Station ISD School Board meeting began with Chief Administrative Officer Molly Perry, ending with comments from Superintendent Mike Martindale.
That'll bring us to item D3, consideration, discussion, and possible action regarding the acceptance of an unsolicited gift in the amount of $1 million from the Donald A. Adam Family Foundation for the specified purpose of enhancing school safety in College Station ISD. Mr. Martindale.
Thank you, Mr. White, and board members. With additional additional information on this agenda item is our Chief Administrative Officer, Dr. Molly Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Martindale. Mr. Horak, members of the board, as an administration, so often the recommendations that we come to you with have required countless hours of contemplation and discussion. However, this is not one of those. We were approached several months ago by representatives of the Don Adam Family Foundation regarding the potential gift specifically for the purpose of enhancing school safety. And we are so, so grateful for the generosity of Mr. Adam and his wife and his foundation in giving to College Station ISD. As you all know, school safety is always on our minds. We as administration have found great value in what we've been able to do through the generosity of our taxpayers through bonds over the years. But this will allow us to go above and beyond what we have already done and what we have planned for the immediate future. And so for that, we are exceptionally grateful. And in accordance with our board policy, we do require board action related to the acceptance of an unsolicited gift when it is for a specific purpose such as this. With that, I would recommend that the Board of Trustees accept the unsolicited gift in the amount of $1 million from the Don A. Adam Family Foundation for the purpose of enhancing school safety in College Station ISD.
Easiest one ever. Motion to approve is presented.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion by Dr. Payne, a second by Mr. Ben. Any further discussion?
Just a thank you. It's very generous and very much appreciated.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Motion carries 6-0.
I believe. Dr. Perry, any recognition for their representatives?
Yes, thank you for that motion, second, and approval. And with that, I would like to recognize Matt Nash and Ryan Clements here on behalf of the Adam Foundation and just their appreciation for working with us on this project and endeavor. Thank you.
Very much. Yes. Absolutely. Thank you very much. This will go above and beyond. As Dr. Perry mentioned, the $2.3 million in bond funds from November 21 that were earmarked for safety and security. So thank you very much for your generosity and gratitude. I believe you guys were at our neighbors board meeting before you came over here. So just for the record, this is times two. They did this for our neighbors and Brian as well. So thank you for your contributions to the community as a whole.
Foundation officials tell WTAW News that depending on needs, they may donate up to a total of $5 million in the coming year.